The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, so we may not get through the whole Extra Funny today with Lindsay because she's got to go to learn about the Jesus today.
I need him.
Today is the Jesus Day.
Ooh. Jesus Day. It's coming to an end, though.
What? Ready?
I don't like it. Yeah, it's only like three more weeks. Wednesdays.
You mean the Bible study is coming to an end?
Oh, yeah. Would you?
I thought you meant that you're needing Jesus. The Jesus is coming to an end.
No, that never will be enough. Good. Yeah. Three more Tuesdays or what? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel good coming out of there? Like you feel good, like after a workout kind of thing?
I feel better coming out of there than anything I've ever done. It's good. Crazy. Like, it's just so, it's good. It's good. It's real good.
So would you consider joining a smaller Bible study group like my wife is in?
Mm-hmm. I've thought about that.
Because you said there are 300 people in this one?
Yeah. I like it, though, because the speaker's so good. But also, I think during the off times, because it's only spring and fall, so it won't start back till like end of February, I think. Mm-hmm. So I think in between time, I will try to do like that. The church has like smaller ones.
Yeah. In the Methodist church, they have what they call circles.
Circles, and yeah.
There are different circles for mm-hmm. women. These are women things.
Yeah.
But since, you know, we don't go to the Methodist church anymore because they're too liberal. Yeah, Jody doesn't have a circle. She's got her Bible study with her friends that she's been going to for years.
Yeah.
I don't think they meet in the summer.
Yeah. It's too hard over the summer.
Yeah, because they're all, you know, going on vacation and all that kind of stuff. So they don't meet in the summer. And they do have, there are men's Bible studies and all that. So it's not just a women's thing, like mm-hmm. most things are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to ask that. Do they do like couples Bible study?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have that. They have men. They have women's.
They have like a marriage one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They just call that couples counseling, though.
Yeah.
Especially if they, if you're the only ones invited, like you and your husband, Lindsay.
Yeah.
You show up. You say, I thought this was a class. No, this is more of a private session.
This is like a one-on-one. Yeah.
We've seen how you treat him. So.
Yeah. I actually don't like what's going on here. but no, I do think it'd be fun to do with like a group of my friends. It's hard now just with the, you know, everybody having small kids, but I think one day
mm-hmm.
we're going to get on that.
You need to get that friend of yours that's obsessed with being a witch and Halloween and all into a Bible study.
Yeah. Yeah. She dresses a witch at the Bible study.
God.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And so if you missed it on the regular old show, Lindsay has a party to go to this weekend. Her friend is, her baby's turning one. And so the baby's first birthday, is being turned into a Halloween costume party, mm-hmm. For the mom.
Yeah. A spooky one.
Yeah. So
I love it.
Are you wearing the same costume to all these things?
Believe it or not, this is going to be hard to hear because you know me. I'm a planner. I don't know what I'm wearing.
Oh.
The not having a family costume has thrown me for a loop because now I'm like, do I dress as like something that it's like hard to know what to do when you have, like, for example, we were Toy Story last year. So I just knew I was going to be the workout Barbie girl from the Toy Story. Now I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Because I don't volunteer to dress up for Halloween on my own. I haven't done that in 5 years, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. going to singles parties and no kid parties and things like that.
Yeah.
Riggins, what are you going to be this year? What's your costume?
I'm going to be stewing about the fact that Kyle has to go to a Halloween party dressed in a costume. The man's busy working so he can give you an incredible life.
Working on the weekends? No. No.
Right, exactly. He's not working on the weekends. So you're going to make him work on the weekends.
Cry me a river. Cry me a river. He's not staying home again and not watching these children. He's doing his dad responsibility.
Okay.
Like I have to do. Don't you dare. Don't feel bad for him.
I do feel bad for him.
No. He's out there golfing and winning some championships and bringing home some stupid trophies that were at the Dollar Tree. No. Like, no. You're dumb. Come on.
Well, one would say that just because there is something going on, it's not a law that your kids have to be involved in it.
True.
You could give your husband a break by not making your kids go to all this stuff too.
It's kind of a law though for this person.
I mean, what about the thing at the mall he's got to go to Sunday? I mean, can you imagine, Riggins? Like, you've worked all week. You already got up on Saturday morning, went to a one-year-old's costume party. And then on Sunday, you got to get up and go to a mall.
Why are y'all feeling bad for him all of a sudden?
I'm just saying, as far as men things go, that has to be excruciating.
I get it, but I'm trying to create a fun life for my children, and he needs to participate.
But it's not like your kids don't get to do anything.
They don't. They're poor little children. They never get to leave the house. I'm just kidding.
How many, I don't know, spoiled shrimp would you eat on Saturday night to keep yourself from having to go to the mall?
A dozen. I mean, I would do just about anything to get out of something like that. Okay. And that's just me personally. But I understand also that you have to be an active participant, especially in relationships. I'm just really not good at it. And that's why I'm single at 38 years old.
It's just decorating a couple pumpkins. You'd rather get food poisoning?
1,000%. I'd rather decorate the pumpkin, eat it, and deal with the consequences later. I'd rather eat the pumpkin with the spoiled shrimp inside of it than go to the mall on a Sunday night or something. Oh,
I would rather be caught doing perverted things with the pumpkin and spend the night in jail.
Stop.
Then go to the mall for a Halloween activity.
Guys, this is extreme.
So is what you're asking him to do. It's extreme.
We're just
trying to get the point across to you that for a guy, what he is, and he may not even say it because you say he doesn't complain and all that, but he's feeling it. There's no way he is not hating the idea of having to go to the mall on Sunday.
I think, he might be. I mean, he never would. I mean, he's just go with the flow, but he might be feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm. But don't go ask him. Then, saying TJ and Riggins said this is, because then if he says, well, they're kind of right, then you're going to be pissed at him.
Yeah. Or at y'all, actually. Actually, he might just hear this segment and be like, you know what? They're right. I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm Kyle. I'm not going.
I work hard all week, babe. I'll go to the one-year-old baby party, but I'm not going to the mall. I'm standing on business on this one.
It's not clocking to you. I'm not going. But Lindsay, I feel bad for her too. I'm sure she doesn't want to go out on a weekend to go do all these random activities or take her kid to the new camp, whatever in the mall. That's like not her bag either.
Right. But, I mean, I do try to make them have fun or let them have fun times where I really don't want to go. I mean, truly. Yeah.
And that's the thing. You do that all the time. So missing a Sunday at the mall,
I know,
would not hurt them.
I know.
I mean, unless you, you know, get your friend to send you videos and then you show them, look what you're missing out on.
I know. Look at that. Well, I think it's because I get to go for free to all the mall things. So I think that's another thing. I'm like, oh, it's a free activity.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You know what else is free? Mushrooms in the yard. I put my mind at the grocery store.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. Get the latest Extra Funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. In 3, 2, 1. This is TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
All right, Lindsay's gone. Thank God. She needs to go get the Jesus.
She does. Mm. She does. We could all use a little more Jesus in her life, in our lives, but I like that she's doing that.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you going to say? You know, she's like, I need to, is it okay if I leave early on Tuesdays to go to my Bible study and I, you know, whatever. You're going to say no.
You're right. Make you look like a monster.
You know what it probably is that she's not even going to Bible study. She made that up. She's probably going to meet her friends for coffee at Starbucks or something.
Well, it kind of sounds like that's what it is. I want to know what percentage of this Bible study is actual Bible studying, because she said it's led by some sort of like motivational speaker. So I always wonder, like, what percentage of the time is it about Jesus? And what percentage of the time is it about being a girl boss and, you know, tackling, you know, the oppressive men in your lives? But I'm sure it's not that.
Well, I mean, obviously it's not a message of supporting your husband.
If it is, she's not listening during that part.
Yeah.
Not at all. She's going na 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 la 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding.
But you know, her whole thing about he went and played golf and all that, so he's, you know, he's coming with me and he's gonna help me and all that. That is such a sex thing, you know.
Of course.
Because Jody used to always do that when the kids were little. It didn't even, I told you it's a running joke, but it's not a joke, actually. It really happened. It's funny, but it's not a joke. I would be going to do anything and she would plant a seed in my head. Like, you know, all right, I got to run to Walmart real quick. I'll be back. Okay. Well, just remember Sunday, we got to clean out that garage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was go have your fun at Walmart for 30 minutes. But just know in 3 days, your ass is going to be out there cleaning that garage.
Yep.
Enjoy yourself while you can.
Yeah. Oh, have a party. Have a party, because when you get back here, your ass is grass. But you see how quickly Lindsay came to blows about that. Like, as soon as I said, oh, like, oh, Kyle don't want to do that on the weekend, she immediately, that switch flipped, and she's like, well, I've been dealing with these kids all week. She rarely reacts that way.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, she'll let us rag on her and everything.
Sure.
She just laughs. She doesn't care.
Like, no, yeah, she doesn't.
Well, he's going.
Yeah. There's something about that golfing that really bothers her on a different level. It's the golfing somehow.
No, it's anything, Riggins, that a husband does for enjoyment, something that he likes doing that doesn't involve the wife. They begrudge their husbands of that. Now, I get it if it's a situation where the husband is always doing something away from the home, always hunting and fishing and playing golf and all of that stuff. But he's not. I mean, he's very involved with the kids and everything, but it's just, and they don't think about it the other way. That women go and do things with their friends and do things that they have fun doing outside of the husband. but the husband doesn't come back and say, you know what? You spent the whole day with your friends while the kids were at school. So, you owe me time out with my friends, or I need to take a break. The husbands just don't do that. Now, wives would say it's because they get so much time that they're off doing this, that, and the other. But I think, you know, the modern day woman, especially those of above average means, such as Lindsay, gets a lot of time with their friends away from the kids.
They do now.
You know,
they do now.
Or activities. And it changes when the kids get older and they're more, you know, self-sufficient and everything. The attitude changes. But it's a full, not even close to being balanced. And you got this time, so I'm going to have that time. Women, most of the time, always come out on top of that little competition.
Oh, well, certainly that's been the problem in my relationship all the time. If you start like checking doing a tit for tat kind of thing about who got more personal time, I'm always going to lose that. Like I'll never be in a position where I'm going to be like, well, you need to spend more time with the kids. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. But I mean, they always come out on top of, they get more fun time away than men do in a marriage.
You think?
Because Jody went on so many girls' trips and things when our kids were little, and I would stay with the kids. And it's almost like, well, they deserve more time away. You know, it's the way that it's looked at is that they deserve more time away. And she always had a good, a good comeback for any of that. Because, well, you don't have any friends.
Oh, well, yeah. Got me there.
Yeah. I mean, all you want to do is sit by yourself and watch TV, watch crime. Yeah. You could go places. You could go do things with friends. If you had friends, you don't have any friends. You don't like going and doing anything.
Yeah. She wants you to take like a girl's trip with guys, but that's not how guys operate. Most guys are not doing that.
Yeah.
A guy relaxes by doing a lot of different things, but rarely do they include getting together with their girlfriend or boyfriends on a Saturday and going to paint pumpkins or whatever.
Yeah. And, I did go on maybe three guys trips back when I was riding. I was a Harley rider. During all those years, I guess I did go, three bike weeks, they call it, but I only went for the weekend to Daytona or Myrtle Beach. But that was about it. That's all I ever have done, just with guys off for a weekend.
Yeah.
Well, you could have if you wanted to, or if you had friends. You know, it's always the thing. Which, I mean, I don't care. And it, like I said, it's different whenever the kids are older, you know, and more self-sufficient. You don't have to, you know, stand over them all the time and tend to their every need.
Yeah.
But I mean, I always made sure that when Jody was gone, she had no reason to gripe when she got home. Mm-hmm. You know, I would make sure that everything was clean, everything, the kids were, you know, the way they were supposed to be, you know, all of that. So she couldn't come in already, you know, upset because her fun weekend was over. And then, like, you know, Monica, that used to work with us, she works on the weekends doing NASCAR events and all. And she's got three boys. And she posted a picture on social media one day of coming home and the sink just full of dirty dishes. And I looked at that and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that. No way. And she wasn't even off on a fun trip. She was working. And I can't imagine if Jody came home from being gone for the weekend that there would be dirty dishes in the sink.
Let me ask you, was Monica posting that picture like, look what I came home to? Or was it just in the background or something?
No, she was, She something like, you know, you got to love living with all boys, you know, that kind of thing. Like boys don't do dishes.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a rough one. I mean, I'll leave a sink full of dishes, but I live here by myself and I'm a dude. Yeah, if you got other people living in the house and somebody comes back after a long vacation to a sink full of dishes, that's tough.
Yeah. We never go to bed with a dish in the sink.
No.
No. Jody's like, are you through with this cup? Well, it goes in the dishwasher. That's always her. It goes in the dishwasher. And we never have clean dishes in the dishwasher. So, you know, like where you don't have to wait till somebody unloads the dishwasher before you can put what you just used in there. As soon as it's done, Jody's unloading that dishwasher.
The cups go in the dishwasher. That would maybe send me through the second story roof. If
yeah. Well, she's talking to the kids, you know, back then, that was the thing she's telling the kids. Yeah, because I put mine in the dishwasher.
I bet your ass you do.
I don't want to deal with the wrath of that.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, it's Lindsay from the TJ and Riggins Show, and I would love to tell our radio family about your business. Let me share your story. It's super easy. Just head over to tjriggins.com/influencer to find out how you can be partners with the TJ and Riggins Show.